Are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden's attorney says FBI investigators located six additional documents marked classified at his home in Delaware. More from White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The Friday search of the president's Wilmington home lasted longer than 12 hours, and Mr. Biden's personal lawyer says it was kept a secret from the public at the Justice Department's request. The attorney says federal investigators found six more documents with classified markings. We're told some of the papers date back to Mr. Biden's time as a senator, and that authorities also took handwritten notes dating to his time as vice president. Handwritten notes could be of concern to prosecutors if they contain sensitive government secrets.
Sunday marks 50 years since the landmark Roe v. Wade decision gave Americans the constitutional right to an abortion, a decision that was overturned last summer. CBS's Robert Costa.
The persistence from conservatives on abortion comes as Republicans are at a crossroads. Some, like former President Donald Trump, have blamed last year's disappointing election results on the abortion issue being poorly handled by Republicans.
I'll be joining some people at the March for Life next week, and I've made it very clear. It may take us as long to restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law as it took us to overturn Roe v. Wade.
But in the early days of the 2024 presidential race, possible Trump rivals are shaking their heads at Trump's assessment and tilting to the right.
Police in Atlanta say they've arrested six people who were causing property damage as a peaceful protest was underway. The demonstration was held to mourn the death of an environmental activist who was killed by authorities this week after the 26-year-old allegedly shot a state trooper. Atlanta Mayor Andrew Dickens.
Some of them were found with explosives on them. You heard that correctly, explosives, and that has led to a police officer's car being set on fire.
31-year-old Keenan Anderson died hours after being repeatedly tased by the LAPD earlier this month. Now his family has filed a $50 million lawsuit. CBS's Donnie Backus.
Get up against the wall real quick.
Police stopped Anderson after a hit-and-run accident. The teacher from Washington, D.C. had been visiting family. Body cam video shows he initially complied but later ran away.
Freeze! Keenan, relax!
A group of officers then struggled to restrain him, first using body weight, then tasing him multiple times. Anderson died at a hospital hours later of cardiac arrest.
According to the LAPD's toxicology report, Anderson had cocaine and marijuana in his system. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
There's a sad new deadly sign of the times popping up at parties.
COVID isn't the only thing partygoers are testing for. They're also checking for deadly fentanyl in their cocaine, whipping out test strips to dip in the powder, and waiting to see if one line for positive or two for negative appears, ensuring the drug won't kill them before the night is over. One woman in L.A. tells the Wall Street Journal she brings them to parties and clubs and passes them around after losing her sister and a childhood friend to accidental opioid overdoses. One expert says the dangers are heightened for occasional users who have little to no opioid tolerance. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A San Francisco State University student disappeared Thursday during a polar plunge at a beach in California. Hazma El-Saadi was hit with a large wave that pulled him further from shore. The Coast Guard sent aircraft and a surface vessel to assist, but it has since been called off. Matt Piper, CBS News.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
If you're a business owner, imagine getting up to $26,000 per employee. There's still time to file for the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. This program is for business owners who continue to pay their W-2 employees during the COVID pandemic. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at DH Tax and Consulting have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Iftikhar there, and some new music from them. That was End of the Road, Build Me Up. That was Build Me Up, and then before that, we heard End of the Road. Now we're on track. I got everything figured out now. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. It's Saturday night, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you all along here with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dude, Blame It on Kane, that was an amazing half hour right there. I enjoyed that.
They were a lot of fun, Jimmy.
They really were. And their new album, EP, is out right now. You can grab it. All the information is on their Facebook page. Blame It on Kane. It's pretty cool. I hear another voice in the background. Is Terry here? Should I turn on Terry's
mic? I think you should turn her microphone on.
Yeah, I'm here. I talked with them out in the parking lot, And I got to listen to a little bit of the set as I was driving over here. You guys, that was really, really fun to listen to.
It was good, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're true. And what nice, nice people. Oh, my gosh. Way to go. Way to go to them. And coming from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Terry Barr?
I am good. And so I went with a friend to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Fancy.
Really cool.
How was it?
Really man? Cool. A little trippy, too. So you guys...
So a little psychedelic,
a little bit. You sit down on the floor, and it just kind of happens all around you. Mm. And we decided the only thing that would have been even crazier if they were doing this in 3D. It's wild.
Oh, and so it was like a projection show. There were
it is.
Yeah, okay.
On all the walls, on the floor, and the ceiling.
Where
and
was this held?
This is over at Greenway Station. In okay. I think my friend said it used to be the DSW shoe store. And now that's an art space.
No kidding.
They made it an art space. But, you know, of course we joked. I said, get early tickets if we're going to go do this. And she calls me. She's like, I have tickets at 5:30. I'm like, oh, honey. And you can't say no then.
So. Yeah, right.
But it was great. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me still come in the door.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
You're just in time because after August is going to be here after 9 o'clock. Greg and Bob are coming in. We're going to track through their new CD. Super excited.
Is it true they were in the Getaway Drivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And all of a sudden they just said, we're done.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the Getaway Drivers anymore.
They pulled the plug on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear the whole story, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to be a good story.
Coming up after 9 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
You know, something else I want to bring up here. The Whammies, right now, they are active. What is that? The Wisconsin Association?
No, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Industry. Yeah, nominations are open right now. I guess you can go there to whammy.org, WAMI.org, to nominate bands. It's much like the Mamas.
Huh, okay.
Rocker, you knew a little bit about the Whammies. Is there a charity behind it? Or
It's a nonprofit. I was on the board back in 2004. Wisconsin area music industry, right? You know, we were looking at how the awards are given away, how the nomination process was working at the time. So they do a lot of things similar to Mamas. In fact, I think the Mamas are, you know, more modeled after the Whammy than anything, really. You know, and Whammy was you know, they are Wisconsin, but I think they were seen at least for many years. I mean, they've been around for at least 30 years. As a Milwaukee entity, and they've always tried to grow outside of Milwaukee, but I think the rest of the state has always kind of seen them more as Milwaukee. But they do represent the entire state, I guess, at some point, giving away awards in the different zones. And then the Mamas came, and, you know, so we have a couple of them here in Wisconsin.
I think the Fox Valley has some sort of award ceremony too, if I'm not mistaken. I would have to research that. I think I saw Appleton had something,
and Rockford has the Rammies.
Rammies, right?
Of course it does.
Well, whatever the case is, I mean, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. If you're in a band and you want to get your music out to the masses,
and yes, you do,
and of course you do. Of course, send us your music here to maxincradio@gmail.com. But get a hold of the Whammies. Get your music in. Get your fans excited to vote for you.
Yes. From all over Wisconsin. Let's represent.
Absolutely. All right. We got music coming up. I've got some new Amelia Ford. She's going to Nashville. She was on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple, what was it, last week, I think?
Couple weeks ago. Yeah, I was here. Yep.
Fro, that's who we're going to play sooner than later. And he was on the show last week.
Okay.
He's from New York City. He's pretty cool. Right now, though, I love this song just because it kind of makes me want to dance a little bit. I don't know. Jimmy K dancing? Wait, what?
Oh, we have proof that it really happens.
Wolves and sheep, love and hate.
Oh, this is a good song.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Mine, I hate bees. I love birdies, I hate bugs, but I love cheese.
I love the way your hips keep on rocking.
rocking in those ripped jeans.
I hate broccoli. I love dolls. I love bees. I hate mosquitoes. I love running.
Man, I love green.
I love the trees and the dirt, but I hate bees.
I still love the dirt, eating bushes while I'm puff trees.
I love tractors. I love bunnies. I hate flies.
I hate slackers. I love venom. I hate lies. I hate the government. I hate taxes.
I love pies. I love everybody and love it when I crush fries. I love kisses. I love dogs.
I hate blondes. I hate my life, and I really love to blame God.
I love Jesus. I love Santa.
I hate Chrissy. You love America. I hate change, but I love beer.
Why does everybody hate on me? I'd rather watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate that media. I hate reading. I'm more than anything bad for me. I hate your lies. I love to see. No way I see the blacks for me. I lost the love and I hate. I need.
School.
I love sports. I hate the traffic.
But I love riding my skateboard.
I love violence.
Man, I love it when that train roars.
I hate to read the fake news. I love another fake war.
I love yogurt. I love slides. I love swings. I love swimming. I love daddy. I love strength.
I love guns. I hate work.
I love fun. I hate greens.
I love getting paper, but hate everything that ain't free. I hate conservatives. I hate liberals.
I love sleep. I love my teddy bear.
I hate people.
I love treats. I love puppets. I hate chairman.
I love sweets.
I love coffee.
I love juice.
And I love freaks.
Why does everybody hate on me? I'd rather watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media. I hate reading. I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies. I love to see. Look me in the eyes. See the blacks for me. I lost the love and I hate I need. Why does everybody hate on me? I'd rather watch a monkey bleed. If you don't look like me, I hate the media, I hate reading. I love anything bad for me, I hate your lies, I love to see. Look me in the eyes, see the blasphemy, I know the love that I hate, I need.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Business.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Sexy Esther there and Pin Up from that self-titled CD from 2014, I believe, without looking. Emilio, yeah, 2014. Ooh. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
I hope Sexy Esther comes out with some new music soon.
Me too.
I really, really do.
I second that.
Emilia Ford, before that, in her song Outlaw Out Loud, she has a show coming up as soon as I get it in front of me. What did live radio Terry Barr?
I know, I always live say it is Terry live Barr. Radio, everyone.
There it is.
Indeed, yes.
Emilia Ford is playing at the Hop Yard in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. And I wish I could go see Emilia.
She's outstanding.
Well, she Jimmy, is. I think we'll be in Green Bay soon.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
We're broadcasting. We're on the air there. Rocker's really excited about Green Bay. He's picturing rock stardom in Green Bay.
Why not?
Green Bay, we're
Why
coming for you.
Not?
I'm in you. I'm in you.
Oh, whoa.
All right, then.
Nobody heard of Frank Zappa? Come on now.
Oh, boy.
That's great. All right.
Okay.
Coming up, After August is coming in. Terry.
Yes.
You're responsible for After August.
I am. I'm so excited about this.
I know about the getaway drivers,
yes.
Of course. So
yes.
I'm super excited to learn about After August. It's a brand new project that they've been working on. And we're going to meet Greg and Bob here in a moment, and we're going to spill the beans.
Yes.
For you.
Why they went from the getaway drivers to something else.
Right.
Something new, something different.
Terry, you have some bar notes for us. We'll get into, we'll do them later, but if you want to tease it a little bit.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. A big, big name coming to Harley Fest in Milwaukee. You know, why do I end up always having like sad news too?
Yeah.
A venue that we have enjoyed as a music location, some changes there. And a big move for a Green Bay duo.
All
okay,
right.
That's enough.
That's all coming up in Bar Notes, along with Fro is next on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. More documents with classified markings found at President Biden's home in Delaware. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It may be a federal offense, but it's not a serious federal offense. And it's much less serious than what Donald Trump did, who clearly knew what he was doing and lied about it and kept these documents for a year.
It's been 50 years since the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision gave Americans the constitutional right to an abortion. CBS's Robert Costa.
50 years after Roe v. Wade, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Tallahassee, Florida to deliver a major speech on abortion rights.
Chaos erupts in Atlanta after a peaceful protest for a slain environmental activist turns violent. Police Chief Darren Shirebaum.
A group inside that marching crowd decided to start committing illegal acts, which included the breaking of windows and also attacking police cruisers that were in the area. That immediately changed the focus of this police department.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Woo, Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. That is Fro. He's from New York, and he moved to Madison. That's kind of in reverse of what most people do. Most people move from Madison to New York, right. But not Fro, but it's our win. Because
we are lucky, yes. Yeah,
he has a show coming up at the Rooster and Rocker. He was in last week, and there's an archive. You can hear the interview last week. He spilled all the beans and gave us all the info. Really cool guy, too.
Awesome. Harold Davis, that's his name. Nice. Harold Fro Davis. Yeah, he came out from New York City, and he loved Madison because, you know, you don't necessarily need a vehicle. You got public transportation. You can make it around this city, make it to all the cool places. Mm-hmm. Or if you're over on Willie Street there where he's over on the east side, you can walk everywhere.
Yeah, you can. Madison Metro is good, but you can walk.
We wish him much happiness and much music while he's here. That's awesome.
Great guitar player right now. He's focusing a little on solo stuff, but I asked him, hey, by summer, you going to have a band together?
Gee.
Put the pressure on him.
Yeah, come on,
summer
man.
Festival time.
GBK rocker Terry Barr broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, everyone.
First night, I understand, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to all of you. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Civic Media is really growing. We got a lot of great shows on this network of stations all over the state, and we want to celebrate, so we're doing the $1 million advertising giveaway.
$1 million.
$1 million in advertising.
$1 million.
This is your chance to work with Civic Media and the really cool sales staff here to custom make an advertising campaign promoting your business. And the best part about this giveaway, you could do that for free.
Yes.
Now, there's an application date of only Thursday, January 26th.
That's coming up.
It is. You could go to civicmedia.us/million and fill out the little entry form. You'll get a reminder on Thursday the 26th to fill out the application. We only have $1 million of advertising to get away. So once it's gone, you know, Terry?
Yeah, yep. And they're giving it away in chunks of anywhere from $5,000 for an ad campaign up to $20,000.
That could be huge.
That could be amazing.
Tell me what small business that could not use that bump.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all small business owners here, and I wish I could do it, but, you know, I'm doing this show instead.
You know, Kellogg's cereal rule.
Yeah, right.
If your parents work for Kellogg's, you can't sign up for this free giveaway.
Oh, brutal.
Imagine all the sad faces on those kids. But when you go to civicmedia.us/million, make sure you tell them Max Inc. Radio sent you
please.
There and you support local music. Mm-hmm. That's always happy. And plus, make sure you check out all the terms and conditions. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway right here on Civic Media. Terry, you got some bar notes for us.
I do. Here we go. Okay. Harley Fest. Always a big deal. But this year they're celebrating a big anniversary in Milwaukee at the Harley Museum. Details are still coming out, but a little birdie told me, guess who they're going to have as their headliner?
You already found out.
I did. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Is it public knowledge?
I'm waiting to find out for you.
Are you breaking the news here?
I am breaking it right here.
Yeah, we're hearing
you guys,
it for the first time.
You guys, this is bananas. It's the Foo Fighters.
What?
Yeah. And they don't even have a new drummer yet, sadly.
Wow.
Can we get Dave Grohl to come in for an interview?
Let's work on it. I mean, he's going to be in Milwaukee.
I mean, come on. We're Max Inc. here.
I know.
And Terry Barr
we're
and Rocker.
Statewide.
Terry obviously has some spies in the right places out there.
Come on, Dave Grohl.
Okay, so that's really, really cool, and more details are about to be announced. Let's see. Have you heard about this? The Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In Joliet on Main Street, cutest little old Main Street. They kept an old building. I know it's not Wisconsin, but it's almost Wisconsin because
close
we talk
enough.
About Cheap Trick, Rockford all the time. Yeah. Of course, Rick Nielsen, guitar player from Cheap Trick, was there to turn on the lights and open up this new Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It looks super, super cool. Look them up online because they've got... I don't know where they've been keeping it, but they have so much old history about musicians from Illinois, and in particular, Rockford and Chicago.
Plus, you can say hi to Julia Jake.
All right, you got me on that one. Woo! Who's Julia Jake?
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay, you got me.
Jake
Good
and Elwood.
Good one on that. Okay, sad news. But I have heard that some employees might be stepping in Funk's Pub in Madison, basically Fitchburg. You know, COVID, and then they bought the space next door and remodeled it. We've all gone to shows there since. It's a great space, but the Funks just put up a post saying we can't make it. We just can't make it.
Jeff's a hell of a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you know, I was telling Terry offline here that when Jeff, you know, right when he was building the venue part is when the lockdowns came, and when they were giving aid to live music venues, you may have heard that live music venues were getting help back during the lockdowns. He wasn't eligible because he couldn't show like how many tickets he had sold in the previous year because it was a brand new venue. Brand new, spanking new. He had to close. It was never even opened. It was closed for a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of, you know, one of those stories about somebody who got, you know, kind fell of, through the holes.
Exactly. He has some people running it. They may try to take it beyond just running it. But if you love Funks, you can go there this weekend. They still have a very limited food menu. And get this. I mean, this is how much people like Funks, the family, and Jeff. Everybody who's working this weekend is working for free.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? So if you can stop at Funk's, do it this weekend.
Funk's Pub.
Yeah. Okay, 7,000 Apart, a band we introduced you to last summer. I had the chance to interview them from Green Bay. The young lady, part of this duo, I guess I should qualify this by saying the gentleman is from Green Bay. She's from Sweden. They have moved back to Sweden. And they are killing their music career out there. They are doing amazing. They just put up a video, again, 7,000 apart, as in 7,000 apart. They put up a music video, how to make money in the music industry, and how we made $60,000 last year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and they're giving away all they know for free. And they're like 22, 25 years old, you know?
Wow.
They're doing something right, yeah. That's,
that's an amazing story.
Isn't that terrific? So yeah, check them out. The music is great. We are going to leave Bar Notes with 7,000 Apart.
My daddy said people fall out of love too easy. He said that right before he left my mom. He said there are a million possibilities in life to try, but me getting back with her isn't one. I could scream from the mountainside till the stars fall down from the sky. Scream over the oceans and still doubt that we belong together. Will I be strong enough to stand with you? Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. Always waiting for that implosion. I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe until I found you. My mother said that love is simple, that loving isn't hard to do at all. She said there's only one possibility when you found your angel. Don't let go, keep holding on. Will I be strong enough to stand with you? Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. Always waiting for that implosion. I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe until I found you, you. It's been 7 years since the day I met you. I'm still as happy as the first time.
you. Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe I'll be strong enough to stand with you.
Listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.